On the Hub on Stage, it's high time to reassess Mozart's anti-hero Don Giovanni. In Italia 640, in Almania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1,300, 1,300. That's Leporello, Don Giovanni's servant, listing the great playboy's conquests in what's considered by many to be Mozart's greatest work. But in a year that's placed the sexual misconduct of men in the spotlight, the catalogue aria might read more like a charge sheet. So what do we make of a comedic opera about a man's sexual exploits, an opera that opens with a sexual assault? Opera Queensland are about to open a brand new production of Don Giovanni that tries to grapple with that question. It's directed by Lindy Hume and the lead role is being performed by the UK-based Australian baritone Duncan Rock. Welcome to The Hub.
Thank you, Hilary.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lindy, remind us of the story. Who is Don Giovanni?
Don Giovanni is Don Juan. He's a character in a play by Tirso di Molina, which was adapted by Lorenzo da Ponte into a libretto for the great Mozart. He's a man who works his way through Europe, womanizing and philandering and having a fantastic time at it. He's actually turned his skill, his particular addiction or skill, into an art form. And for that, one really does have to admire him. That catalogue is really impressive.
Yes, those numbers in the thousands are fairly amazing. And it did start life, as you said, as a morality tale. But how did it transmute over the years?
Well, I think as a character, he's an anti-hero. There are qualities about Don Giovanni that I admire profoundly, which is conflicting because there are also qualities about Don Giovanni that I don't admire at all or that frighten me or that make me angry. But I have to say, I think he's a character who is quite literally a force of nature. It's a bit like Carmen. Sometimes creators of theatre works land on a role that is iconic and that seems to capture the imagination of everybody in the audience, men and women, and becomes a catalyst for discussion and actually a sort of place for a social discourse to begin. That's certainly the case with Don Giovanni, as it is with Carmen, particularly in contemporary times when the women's movement is having this extraordinary point in its history, and particularly the sort of backlash against, well, it started, I guess, with Harvey Weinstein and Trump, and it has gone on to be a matter of public discourse. And, of course, you can't make a work like Don Giovanni relevant anymore unless you bring that into the contemporary production.
Lindy, you changed the ending too, and it gave me goosebumps reading about it. Could you paint the picture for us of how Don Giovanni's downfall will look?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of reluctant to because it's supposed to be a surprise. It's supposed to be a coup de théâtre, but everybody knows about it and I guess everybody's going to be expecting it. But we have a large number of incredibly adventurous and game women who have volunteered to appear as the avenging furies who take Don Giovanni down as part of his punishment for his dissolute life. And they have volunteered most enthusiastically, it has to be said, to do that naked or semi-naked. And so there will be a swarming mass of angry women at the end of the opera, very briefly and very spectacularly, because it's probably some of the most amazing music that Mozart wrote. And it is a chilling scene in any case, but I think to see that army of women coming back at him, I think Don Giovanni's soul will probably shrink a little at that point. In fact, we had a meeting with the women a couple of weeks ago, and Duncan turned up to the rehearsal and met them all. And you thought it was pretty confronting
and very impressive.
Yeah. Well, Duncan, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what it's like to play this man. How has the process of inhabiting this character changed for you over the past year or so? Because you've played him several times before in a bunch of different guises.
Yeah, this is my sixth attempt at seeing Giovanni. And in previous productions, myself and the directors I've been working with have been very keen to find elements of innocence in the character. The first scene, the assault on Anna and the death of the Commendatore, is the pivotal scene, and everything else flows from that. So the decisions you make in that very first scene become pivotal to the telling of the rest of the story. And I've actually done, I was telling Lindy, I've done productions where Anna was complicit in the sex act in the first scene, and the death, the killing of the Commendatore was an act of self-defense. So that changes the nature of the character of the rest of the opera. But in this production, with everything that Lindy just talked about, setting it in the context of 2018, the Me Too movement, we've chosen to go more straight down the line. It really is a rape of Donna Anna, and he chooses to murder the Commendatore. It is definitely not an act of self-defense. And I think that gives it a much more clear telling of the story.
But it must be quite challenging for you to have to play that violence out.
It is challenging. It's something I've done a few times on stage, and you always need to find ways of doing it safely and cautiously and with, I guess, with dignity.
I find it really interesting, the character and the story. We're repulsed by Don Giovanni in some ways, but we're attracted to him too. And some of the characters seem to yearn after the excitement or disruption that the chase after him and his reckoning bring into their lives. I'm wondering if Don Giovanni represented, at least when the libretto was written and the opera was written, a kind of sexual energy standing in for a transgressive force that kind of stirs up life and gives you a different perspective on things. Is that an opinion you'd share?
Absolutely. I think you can hate him and love him at the same time, and that it means only that you're sane. Mozart, I think, did love Don Giovanni. I think he
definitely was
subversive and anti, you know, society stigmas. And I think Don Giovanni, the writing of Don Giovanni, is testament to that. And like Lindy mentioned, there's some evidence that he was caused a bit of trouble with Casanova, and Casanova was indeed present at the opening night. So I think Mozart liked Don Giovanni. So I think the audience can't help but to feel similarly at points.
And Duncan, we're about to hear him at his most seductive. You're in our Brisbane music studio and you're going to sing the famous serenade for us. Tell us about the scene that we're going to hear.
Well, this happens in the second act of the opera, where everything has already turned on its head. He's been forced out of his home, a party that he was throwing for all the country people. And this is the beginning of the second act. And he and Leporello are on the run. But in true Don Giovanni form, he takes a little bit of time to stop and serenade and seduce Donna Elvira's chambermaid, who is waiting for him in the window.
Lasciati almen vedermi.
you can see the appeal of the man. That's Duncan Rock performing the famous serenade from Mozart's Don Giovanni with Gillian Stoll on piano. He's performing the role with Opera Queensland, and we're here with director Lindy Hume as well. Lindy, the music really is wonderful. The libretto is by Lorenzo da Ponte. How did he work with Mozart?
Da Ponte and Mozart are so fused in their genius in this work that, Duncan, you might have a different view, but for me it's almost impossible to listen to this music without literally hearing the words in my head. I know the piece pretty well, but it's so brilliantly dramaturgically complete. We find in many ways that the recits, well, the recitative, so the dialogue, if you like, set to music in between the numbers with orchestra, those are just as brilliant as the famous arias and ensembles. So I feel that it is a complete work, that you enter this piece through language, through drama, obviously through music.
As a singer, I'm very interested in the character writing when I do an opera and how each different character's musical voice is expressed. Very, very interestingly, in Don Giovanni, every character has very distinctive musical motifs. Mm. Except Giovanni. Zelina has her sort of country music, the Commendatore has his gravitas, but Don Giovanni doesn't. And I think that tells you something interesting about the character. I sometimes jokingly say he's a bit like tofu. He takes the musical flavor of the characters around him, which suggests to me that Mozart wrote him as a real manipulator of people. He always knows the way into the heart or the soul or the way to manipulate the people around him. So his taking of their music is the musical expression of that.
And from the initial overture, you know you're going to hear something extremely powerful and see something amazing. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Hilary.
Lindy Hume is the director of the new Opera Queensland production of Mozart's Don Giovanni, and the UK-based Australian baritone Duncan Rock plays the title role. You can see it at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre's Playhouse Theatre from the 19th of October until the 3rd of November. I'm Hilary Harper, and you're listening to The Hub on Stage.